Opening remarks, Teresa covered many different global trade-related issues being discussed here at Palais des Nations right now, including energy transition, geography of trade. Today, particularly, we will focus on how these global rulings are promoting local solutions with a special emphasis of gender lens. Thank you so much once again, Teresa, for your kind remarks. Now, the panel discussion that we have today aims at understanding the perspectives of the ambassadors at the permanent mission of Timor-Leste, Qatar, and Mexico, and also distinguished experts from the International Trade Center, Geneva Trade Platform, and the Geneva School of Diplomacy and International Relations. Once again, we are very, very excited to have all the distinguished speakers and experts here today. The challenges we face today are enormous, as Teresa just explained. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic, climate, food crisis, energy crisis, insecurity, gender inequality, extreme poverty, and many more issues covered in Sustainable Development Goals are pushing back the progress we have made since the establishment of the UN. We are here today to discuss and learn the global rules that advance local solutions, and in particular, what could be done urgently to adapt the framework and conditions that govern international trade, finance, investment, and technology transfer under the current circumstances. ANCTAD's work is discussed this week at the Trade and Development Commission, the World of Trade in Development-led Global Energy Transition, as well as the Geography of Trade and Supply Chain Reconfiguration, implications for trade, global value chains, and maritime transport are all part of the efforts to support developing countries to leverage trade, investment, finance, and technology as a vehicle for inclusive and sustainable development. Now we are moving to the next part of today's roundtable. Let me quickly explain how our roundtable is structured today. The roundtable will have the following structure. Firstly, we will ask one question, and each speaker here will have about 5 minutes to answer that question. Then we will have the second question, and the same, we will ask that question to every speaker. Once again, every speaker has about 5 minutes to respond. Then we are going to open the floor for questions and answers from the audience, who are in person here and also who are listening online. Now, we would like to move to the first part of the question. Let us start with Her Excellency Ms. Maria do Lourdes Bessa. Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure to have you on board today. Short bio of Ambassador Ms. Maria do Lourdes Bessa. She is Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Timor-Leste to the UN and international organizations in Geneva. Prior to your appointment to Geneva, Ambassador Bessa had served as a personal advisor to the President of Timor-Leste from November 2018. She was also Vice Minister of Education from September 2017 to June 2018. She also served as a member of the National Parliament from 2012 to 2017. Ambassador Bessa has a bachelor's degree in modern languages and literature from the Faculty of Letters and Porto University, Portugal. Thank you so much, Ambassador Bessa. Here is the first question to you. We have been talking about global rules that have been established for trade, finance, investment, for technology transfer by international organizations. Our question to you is, to what extent have those global rules benefited your country, Timor-Leste? And what has been the major impact for your country? So over to you. Thank you.